Mayor Suzanne Jones was on hand to support the celebration. She says since council passed the ordinance to make Boulder a sanctuary city, she's received only a handful of complaints.
I've gotten more handwritten notes about becoming a sanctuary city and thanking us for that than any other topic, and feel that it's an important stance for us to take as a community and that it reflects well on our country's ideals.
The Sanctuary City Celebration was hosted by the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition and INVEST, a leadership training program at CU for young people who are interested in social and environmental justice. Event co-organizer Alicia Conte got involved in the INVEST program while a freshman at CU.
We felt like in organizing this event, it was really important to pause and celebrate. So to be here tonight and to see other folks in the room who are standing side by side in support of immigrants and refugees in our community who want to make our community more inclusive and safe and cohesive. It's not just a celebration. We really think that like celebration is a form of action in and of itself. And so our hope is that people can come together and they can see one another so that when we need to mobilize and organize, we'll know who is standing next to us and who we can reach out to do that.
A city's declaration as a sanctuary is mostly symbolic. There's no official definition of the term, but communities identifying as such generally refuse to comply with federal authorities by questioning, detaining, or turning over people on the basis of immigration status. But longtime Boulder County educator and volunteer Margaret Alfonso isn't bothered by the action being largely symbolic.
Well, maybe it's symbolic. We can't keep ICE out, you can't keep the officials out, but it's making a statement about its citizenry and what we will tolerate and not tolerate and how we want to support our minority and population that could be at risk with having contacts with those people. And what I'm afraid of is that people will at some point lose interest in this subject. We can't forget this issue, so it's up to us, the community, to keep it alive.
And you're wearing a button that says, immigration is the American way.
We're all immigrants. My family's an immigrant family. I'm first generation Cuban. And so we're all immigrants. I know that sounds so simplistic. If people knew their history, they wouldn't be as passionate about discriminating against other peoples.
Sabrina Sedaris is the program director of CU's INVEST program.
I shared just a couple of minutes ago that my own father is an immigrant who entered this country without documentation. And whenever we have stories like that in our own families, we feel in our blood, in our skin, that we have a stake in this issue. This is not just a flat, still, dead policy issue that goes on in Washington only or at the state capitol in Colorado only. This is our lives. These are our families. These are people we love who live in our community, who deserve and who have every right to feel safer, protected, because they're members of the Boulder community just like I am, just like you are.
Mayor Jones says the city has had no further communication from the Trump administration following its threat to withhold federal funds to sanctuary cities, funds that total $8.5 million in Boulder's 2017 budget. And she says a designation as a sanctuary city is only the start of more work that needs to be done.
What did you want this group here tonight to know? I mean, it's a very young group here tonight, obviously feeling a lot of passion about this issue. What did you want them to know?
Two things. One, that we stand with them. We stand with the immigrants in our community, and we will fight for their civil rights. And the second thing is, there's still a lot of work to do, and we can't protect the immigrants in our community from federal law enforcement. And so we need to work together as a community to do what we can politically and legally to push against those that are pushing for deportations and whatnot.
For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.